Stand firm, therefore do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Verse 2. Galatians 5:2. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you. I testify against to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. You are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by law. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit by faith, we ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision or uncircumcision counts for everything, but only faith working through love. Verse 7. You were running well. Who hinder you from obeying the truth? This persuasion is not from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in the Lord that you will take no other view, and the one who is troubling you will bear the penalty, whoever he is. But if I, brothers, still preach circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been removed. I wish those who unsettle you would emasculate themselves.
加太书5:1, 基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。 所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无异了。我再指责凡受割礼的人，确实的说，他是欠着行全律法的债。你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中降落的。我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。 原来在基督耶稣里受割礼，不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。你们向来跑得好，有谁拦住你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的，一点面教能使全团都发起来。我在主里很信你们必不怀别样的心，但搅扰你们的，无论是谁，必担当他的罪。 弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了，恨不得那搅扰你们的人把自己隔绝了。What
does this passage is talking about?
这段经文在教导我们什么？
Look at verse 1.
请看第一节。
For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm.
为了我们得以自由，基督释放了我们，所以要站立。
So the theme is to stand firm.
所以我们的这个主题是要站立得稳.
Stand firm on what?
站立在什么, 上面?
Stand firm on the gospel, on the gospel, in the gospel.
所以站立在福音上.
So what must we believe in order to be saved?
那我们得救要相信什么呢?
So we must know what we believe. We must know the content. We must know what exactly do we believe.
我们要知道我们所信的内容是什么。So
when we believe in Jesus Christ, we believe in the gospel, what are you believing in?
所以当你信主，你信耶稣，你信福音，你信什么？
So we must know the content.
你要知道你福音的内容是什么。
How do we know? Because we need to study the Bible.
是怎么知道你必须学习？
What do we believe? We need to ask ourselves. So I believe that we talk about this quite a lot.
你信什么？你要询问，你要追问，你要认识。
Basically, this topic is standing firm in the gospel is the main theme of our message.
所以我们信息的主题在福音信仰上站立得稳。
And the two points that I'm going to explain is that first thing, we must know our belief, then the Bible, basically this passage, go on from verse 2 to 6, talk about the danger of heretical message, and the second point is the danger of the messengers.
所以我们认识了我们的这个福音，我要教导你们，这段经文教导有两个不同的大点，第一是传 假道理的危险还有假教师的危险。
So these are the two main points that we will talk about.
这是今天的两大点。
Before we go there, we will talk about what exactly do we believe.
所以我们要先谈我们相信什么。
And we talk about this in a number of occasions. We're going to repeat it again.
我们在很多不同的场所我们有这个重复过。
What is the gospel?
那福音是什么?
The gospel, we say there are four C's.
那福音有四个C。
First, is God the creator.
所以神创造主。
We believe God is our creator.
我们相信神创造了我们。
If He is our creator, He has right, He has authority over us.
他既然创造了我们, 他在我们生命中有主权。
Not only that, because He is God creator, He is holy and He wants us to reflect His holiness.
既然他是创造主, 他是圣洁的, 他要我们反映他的圣洁。
That is creator God.
他是创造神。
Second C is the creature man, the creature.
第二方面是人, 是创造物。
We are being created and we are supposed to reflect the holiness of God.
我们是神所创造, 来反映他荣耀的这个创造物。
Yet we are in sin.
可是我们在罪中。
But of course, I'm sure by now you know that none of us are holy enough to be accepted by God.
我们大家都知道我们没有一个人圣洁到能站在神的面前。
I'm sure you are affected by the sinners around you.
你受到你周围的罪人的影响。
And I'm sure that you know everyone is sinner except you.
你也知道大家你旁边的都是罪人除了你。
So this is exactly what we feel.
这是我们的感受。
But if you are honest with yourself, you know there are times you do things that you know is wrong.
可是如果你诚实的话, 你知道有时候你也做了一些事是错的。
And you, your conscience accuse yourself, and you know you are also in sin.
然后你的良心指控, 你知道其实你也犯错了。
So everyone, including ourselves, are sinners.
所以大家都是罪人, 包括我们自己。
So we need, if God is holy, He will need to punish sin, and if He punishes sin, He will have to punish us.
所以神如果是圣洁的, 他要处罚这个罪人,还有罪行, 他也要处罚我们。
Therefore, the God creator, the first C, second C is creature, and the third C is Christ.
所以第三方面是耶稣基督。
So the Christ is the Son of God.
所以基督是神的儿子。
He died on the cross in order to save us from our sins.
他在十字架上为了你的罪, 死了。
So He wants us to save us from our punishment. He completed the work of salvation. Do you believe?
你信吗?
He wants to save us from our sin. He wants to save us from the punishment. Therefore, He bare our sin on His cross, on the cross, and He died for us in order to save us. Do you believe?
为了你的罪, 为了你所要承受的这个惩罚, 他担当了你的罪, 使到你不需要, 受到神的惩罚, 你相信吗?
So the third C is confession.
所以第四C这个步骤是要承认。
The first C is creator God, second C creature ourselves, the third C is Christ, and the fourth C is confession.
所以第一是创造主, 然后是创造物, 然后是基督, 然后是承认。
Confession is to say the same thing.
要承认就是要重复的相信。
Confession is to say the same thing as God said.
你要重复神所说的话。
So confession is to trust in Him, to say Christ Jesus is the Christ, is God, is the Son of God who died on the cross for our sin, so that we will not depend on ourselves, but will depend on God.
如果你承认你信主, 你要承认耶稣基督是神的儿子, 祂为了你的罪死, 然后祂担当你的罪, 所以你不用受到罪的惩罚。
Do you believe and trust the gospel?
你相信福音吗?
Really believe in the gospel and trust Jesus Christ as for your salvation.
你是确信福音, 确信耶稣基督, 为你的救主吗?
Do you really?
你真的相信吗?
Why don't we take a moment? Why don't we stop here, take a moment for everyone here to pray to God?
所以我们在这个时候我们要暂停, 我们大家向神祷告。
Yes, some of us may be a Christian for a long time.
可能你们当中有很多人信主很多年。
But it's nothing wrong to confess 1,000 times.
可是你要承认你的罪, 承认1,000次是没有错的。
So let us stop for the moment and pray to God.
所以我们来暂停, 然后我们一同祷告。
All of us, can you close your eyes, pray to God, confess your sin, acknowledge Him as your God and Savior.
所以闭上眼睛, 然后你, 你向神祷告，你承认他是你的救主，他是你的主，他也拯救你。
You acknowledge him as God, the Creator.
你承认他是创造主。
You acknowledge him as God, the Master and Lord over all.
他是你的主。
You acknowledge to him that you are a sinner.
你承认你是罪人。
You acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died on the cross and saved us from our sins.
你承认耶稣基督为了你罪而死，在钉死在十字架上，他拯救了你。
You acknowledge our sin, acknowledge our Son, the Son of God who Jesus Christ died on the cross, and you want to repent from your sin, and you want to live a life that is honoring to Him.
你承认你的罪，你承认你的救主，你也承认你要悔改，愿意为神而活。
Father, as we come before you, we want to acknowledge our sins. We want to confess our sin. We sin against you. We go our own ways. We do not follow your command. We do not follow your wills. But now we confess our sin. We acknowledge our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross on behalf of us. But we want to come before you and acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior. We want to repent from our sins. So help us, God. Amen. If you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe in the gospel, you will be saved.
如果你相信基督，你相信福音，你必得拯救。
Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from death, you will be saved.
罗马书10:9说，你若口里承认耶稣基督为主，心里相信神叫他从死里复活，你必得救。
So the question is, do you?
所以问题是，你相信吗？
You have to take, slow down, take a moment, acknowledge your sin, acknowledge him as your savior. Come before him. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him up, you will be saved.
如果你慢下来，你停下来，你心里思想，你承认，你口里承认，你心里相信神使耶稣基督从死里复活，你必得拯救。
When he said Jesus is Lord, what does Lord say?
当这里说耶稣为主，这是什么意思？
Lord means a master, meaning he is have authority over your life.
主是主人的意思，他是你生命的主。
That means you will give up your will. You follow his will. You give up what your desire of your life. You want to follow his desire.
你把你自己的意念放下，你完全顺服、降服在他的主权之下。
Because he is your God, he is your Savior. If you live for him, you will be saved.
如果你为他而活，你承认他是你的主，你必得拯救。
In Galatians, we are studying Galatians. The biggest problem with Galatians is they want to follow law. They want to depend on themselves. They do not want to depend on God.
这里加拉太书我们学了，这里最大的问题是加拉太书的加拉太人，他们要回到律法，他们不要信靠耶稣基督。
But how can we be saved?
我们要如何得拯救呢？
Galatians 2:16 says,
加拉太书2:16节这么说,
we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ.
人称义不是因行律法，而是相信耶稣基督。
So you see that our salvation depends on Christ, not on ourselves.
所以我们的这个救恩是基于耶稣基督，不是在我们自己身上。
If we depend on him, we don't depend on us.
那我们是信赖他，不是信赖自己。So
we have to ask ourselves, do you really believe in him?
所以问问自己，你们真的相信吗？
Or you still believing in yourself?
还是你还是信靠自己？
In Ephesians 2:8-9, it says that, for by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of work.
这里以弗所书2:8-9说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Can you see not a result of work?
不是出于行为。
My question to you is this.
我要问你们,
why do you come to church?
你为什么来教会?
Why are you here today?
你今天早上为什么来教会?
Because you come here so that you can be saved?
你来这边为了得救?
Because you pray, because you read the Bible so that you can be saved?
你祷告, 你读经说你得救?
Many people think that if I don't read the Bible, my heart is not settled, I don't have peace.
很多人认为我没有读经, 所以我的心里不安, 所以我不得救。
If I don't come to church, I will again, I have no joy.
我如果不来到教会, 我没有喜乐, 我不得救。
Let me tell you, salvation don't depend on works.
大家完, 你们知道, 恩典不是, 啊, 救恩不是靠行为,
you come to church because you love God.
你来教会因为你爱主,
it's not to earn salvation.
不是来赚取, 啊, 救恩,
you want to follow, you want to obey His will. And you obey because you love Him. Coming to church is not sitting here and listening to sermon or seeing a performance. The Lord in the Bible said, when you come to church, you are fellowshipping with God and with one another.
圣经教导我们你来到教会是与神交通还有与弟兄姐妹交通。
So I'm telling you, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, when you come to church, you have to be involved in fellowship.
所以我要劝你们, 我要鼓励你们, 你们来教会, 要参加团契, 要与信徒团契。
You're not here to watch a performance or you're to hear a lecture.
你不是来看讲座或者听讲座。
The Bible wants us to be involved in one another's life.
圣经教导我们要与彼此的生命有一个交流。
That is called church membership.
这是教会的这个会员。
A lot of people say, I want to have membership so that I can sign a form so I can be a member of this church or that church.
我有些时候我们要加入教会，我要签一个表格，然后就是我入会了。No, 不是的。
It's not a legal standing.
不是一个字条。
When you are involved in the church, that is called koinonia. You share your life, and you want people to share their life. There's a commonness, there are common bond between you.
来到教会有一个团契，有一个默契，你们要彼此之间生命中要有一个接触。
You want to establish on the word of God, you come together and share the word of God with one another.
你们一起学习神的话语, 然后互相彼此交流神的话语, 所教导你们的。
So you don't come to church because if I come to church, God will please, will be pleased with me, God will answer my prayer, God will do so many things for me. No, that is meritocracy.
如果你以为来到教会, 你是, 积一点的, 神会比较喜悦你, 这个是功利, 功利主义。
功利主义。 So it is exactly, we talk about this last week, we talk about this in last message, there are two ways of life.
所以我们, 上一个星期说了, 这个生命有两个选择。
You depend on yourself or you depend on God?
你靠神还是你靠自己?
And we talk about the world religion basically can classify into two categories.
所以我们说世界上的这个宗教只能分这两种。
One category basically they depend on, they have to do something in order to please God.
一组人他们是要做一些东西使到神喜悦。
You just study all kind of religion. How many have to do something to please their gods?
你看世界的这个宗教，他们多数都要做一些行为使到他们的神明得到满足。
This is one kind, one category. Of course, another kind is we acknowledge that there's nothing we can do.
然后另一类是你做什么都不可以。
We depend on God to save us. Here Paul is arguing that you must understand the Bible, that we cannot do anything, nothing that not result of work. It is nothing. We have nothing to offer God.
保罗这里教导我,
we all depend on His mercy.
完全是靠着他的恩典。
We all depend on His grace. You know, sometimes I have struggled with my sons. So I keep thinking,
我一直在想,
what is the problem?
问题是什么?
You know, as father, I want him to trust me.
我是父亲,
you know, as son, you know what he wants to do?
身为儿子他要做什么?
He wants to prove that he can do without me.
他要证明他不需要我。
Isn't that true?
是吗?
Isn't it? All our children, we want to prove that I can do without you. You see, I'm such a great person. I can do so many things.
我们的孩子都认为他们很了不起, 不需要我们这些父母。
I mean, I do the same thing.
我也是这样。
I want to show my dad, I can do without you. I'm great. You see, I just need you to acknowledge that I'm good.
我也对我的父亲讲, 我也要, 显出我的能力, 让我的父亲, 看看我多能干。
But if you think biblically,
可是如果我们看这圣经的教导,
this is exactly what the Lord wants. He wants you to trust Him completely. But it's of course wrong for me to want my son to trust me completely because I'm not God.
我不是神，我要求我的孩子完全相信我是错误的。
I need to point him to God the Creator and trust Him completely.
我应该把我的儿子指向完全可靠的神。
But on the other hand, we as a father, earthly father, we must understand that we need to teach our son to trust God, but at the same time, we're not stingy of giving them praises.
我们身为父母的，我们要指向把我们孩子指向神。可是我们教导孩子的时候，我们要必须一直的鼓励他们。
Yes, as father, we need to encourage our children.
身为父亲，我们要鼓励我们的孩子。
But don't forget, if you try to teach your children to be so independent that they do not need anything or need anyone, you are going against the Bible.
可是如果你训练你的孩子到一个程度，他谁都不需要依靠，这个是违背神的，这个圣经的教导。
We have to teach them to depend on God.
我们要教导他们信靠神。
This is biblical.
这是圣经的教导。
So you see, the Bible is very clear. The Lord wants us to trust Him completely. Fellow believers, we have nothing to be proud of.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要完全的相信神。我们没有一个人有什么值得可夸的。
When you come to this church,
如果你来到教会,
you must understand we all acknowledge that we are sinners.
我们都承认我们是罪人。
We all acknowledge that we need God.
我们都需要神。
We all must learn to be humble.
我们都要学习谦卑。
We should not be boastful. We should not be proud. We should learn humility.
在这里学习谦卑，而不是一直有这个夸耀的这个表现。
And I know the church has been influenced by the world. They come in, they like the title, they like the position, they like the power.
那我们教会也受到这个世界的影响，有些人来到教会喜欢那个职分，喜欢那个名誉。
But we must learn that we are all the same. We don't depend on ourselves. We depend on God.
可是我们知道我们都是罪人，我们全部都要完全的依靠神。
This is the essence of the message.
这是这个信息的这个主题。
Paul in Galatians is telling the church of Galatia, look, do you depend on yourself or do you depend on God?
保罗在教导加拉太书的这些听众，他们说你是靠自己还是靠神？
Are you under law or you're under grace?
你是靠律法还是你靠恩典？
So we have to ask ourselves, do you do all the things that we do as a Christian because we have to fulfill something so that God will bless me, or because I love Him so I can do this thing out of my own will, out of my own love? What is the motivation?
所以弟兄姐妹，你们侍奉神，你们参与这个服事，你们的动机是什么？你们是要积德？ 还是你们是因为爱神，然后你要回应神对你的恩典。
So I want to encourage everyone here. We obey God because we love one another.
所以弟兄姐妹，我要你们鼓励你们，我们顺服神，因为我们爱神。
We love because He first loved us.
我们爱，因为他先爱我们。
So we need to obey Him, and we acknowledge His way is better than our way.
我们要承认他的道路高过我们的道路。
If He want us to have fellowship, have people input into our life, let's do it. That's for our own good.
神如果要我们团契，那我们就团契，为了我们自己的这个益处。
So I want to encourage all of us to come back to the Word of God, to fellowship with one another, to grow in Christ.
所以要鼓励大家回到圣经来团契，然后一起在这个真理中成长。
So here Paul is talking about standing firm.
所以这里 保罗说了，这个站立得稳，
standing firm on the gospel，
站立得稳在这个福音上。
We trust, we believe by faith, not by works.
所以我们是靠信心，而不是靠这个行为。
So if you come back to verse 1 again，
回到这个第一节，
he says, stand firm, therefore, do not submit again to the yoke of slavery.
所以这里说，你们要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
So we don't do many things in order to earn God's favor. We do it because we love God.
所以我们的这个侍奉不是为了积德，而是回应神的爱。
Let me give you some revision that Galatians chapter 1 and 2, basically Paul is defending his apostleship, and then 3 and 4, he's basically presenting or defending the justification by faith. And now we are in this passage, chapter 5 and 6, especially it's talking about how does it apply to our life. We're talking about application.
所以这里给大家一个温习，第一和第二章，保罗在维护他这个使徒的这个身份。第三到第四节，他重新的教导这个因信称义的信息，然后第五到第六节，他教你怎么应用在你生命中。
So as you can see in subsequent messages, we will be okay. Today we will be talking about circumcision, and following we will be talking about freedom in Christ, and then we will talk about the struggle between flesh and the spirit.
所以我们今天因为要说这个应用的这方面，我们今天讲割礼，接下去我们会讲这个基督徒的这个自由。
So he started with negatives.
所以他先从这个反面的这个开始。
After saying that you need to be standing firm in the gospel, he goes on the negative. He said the danger of the of heretical message.
所以他开头起先说了要站立得稳，然后他从反面先说起。
You see, look at verse 2. It says that, look, I, Paul, say to you, if you accept circumcision, if you accept a wrong message.
这里他提起这个负面的叫做若你受割礼。
So here we are talking about circumcision is a wrong thinking, a wrong message, a wrong theology.
这里所教导的是这个割礼这个
So this will be our main first main point.
这是第一大点.
The second main point is verse 7. You look at verse 7. You were running well. Who hinder you? We are talking about the person.
所以第七节讲到那些人物，你们向来跑得好，谁拦阻你们？
So let's talk about first the message.
先谈这个信息.
If you look carefully in verse 2, he said, "Look, I, Paul, say to you." So he is basically asserting his apostleship or his authority.
所以这里保罗拿起他这个使徒的权柄，然后跟他们说话。
So he said, "I, Paul, I am the apostle Paul appointed by God, and the message is from God, and I'm telling a very important message."
所以他说，我是使徒保罗，我所说的是从神而来向你们说的这个信息。
If you do not accept the gospel I preach to you,
如果你不接受我所传的福音,
you will not have benefited from Christ.
你就与基督无益了。
So you see, basically, it listed here four things that if you accept the wrong message, if you don't follow the biblical message, you will realize that Christ has nothing to do with you.
他这里要重复的说，如果你不相信基督，你就守割礼，你就与基督无异了。
That means if you don't accept the message, or if you say you have to depend on yourself, that means Christ's work is not enough, or Christ's work has no effect on you.
所以如果你是靠自己，或者你是靠这个礼，那你就是在说基督的工作无效，在你生命中没有意义。If
you know who Christ is,
如果你知道耶稣基督是谁，
He's divine, He's God, He's omniscient and omnipresent, and He's omnipotent, meaning He can do, He is so great and so powerful, there's nothing you can do because he has done it all for you.
耶稣基督是全知全能无所不在的创造主神，他没有什么不能做，他已经为了你完成了成就了救恩的工作。
And I know that because as a father, I try to do everything for my children.
那身为父亲，我了解这个感觉，我为了我的孩子做了一切。
The children feel like I'm omnipresent.
我的孩子以为我是无所不在。
Wherever you go, even in cyberspace, I'm there.
那他们在网上，我也在那边。
But I acknowledge I'm wrong. I shouldn't do that.
我承认我错了，我不可以。
But I can't help it.
可是我不能不这样做。
I want to monitor.
我要观察。
I want to guard them.
我要保护他们。
I want to protect them.
我要, 保护他们。
But you know, that's how God feels.
这是神的心态。
But I must acknowledge that I have no power and I have no capability to do that. So I have to learn to trust God and say, Lord, these are my children, I give it to you. I have to learn to spend time in my knees to pray to God rather than spying on them.
So 我与其花时间在归探他们，我应该花时间祷告，完全的相信神会保护的儿子，因为我不能完全的保护我的孩子。
I don't intend this message to be a confession.
我不是来认罪的。
It sounded like that. It's going to that direction.
听起来好像是在认罪。
But I'm trying to understand how the Lord, God, His protective, His protection, His heart for us.
可是我在思想的是神的心是如何的想要保护我们。
He is such a great God. He protects us. He loves us. He will do everything that we need. That's why we had to completely trust Him.
他是如此伟大的神，他要为了我们完成的一切，所以我们可以完全的相信他。
But if you still go on your own way, that means He is incapable, or His work is ineffective, or He has nothing to do with Him.
可是如果你一意孤行，你不要相信他，你是说他的他没有完全的能力帮助你。
So verse 2 says that, I Paul say to you, if you accept circumcision, circumcision is a wrong message, and Christ will be of no advantage to you.
So
that's my first point.
所以这里说的，如果你受割礼，那基督就与你无益了。这是我们的第一大点。So
the first point is you will have no benefit from Christ. The second point is if you accept this wrong teaching, you have to keep the whole law.
如果你接受错误的一个教导，你基督就与你无异，那你也必须遵守整个律法。Verse
3, I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law.
第三节，我再指责凡受割礼的人，确实的说，他是欠着行全律法的罪。
If you want to keep the law, you know, in the Bible, when we talk about the law, we're talking about the complete law.
如果你要行律法，圣经所教的律法是这个全部的律法。You
see, nowadays, especially covenantal theology talks about the law basically separate into three areas. One is moral law, civil law, and ceremonial.
有一派神学是这个恩约神学，他们所教导是道德的律法。 民事的律法还有礼仪的律法，他们把律法分成三种不同的律法。But
I want to tell you, this is not what the Bible says.
这不是圣经的教导。
Especially James says that for whoever keeps the whole law yet stumble in one point, he has become guilty of all.
雅各书二章十节说，凡遵守律全律法的，就是一条跌倒，他就是犯了众条。In the
Jewish mind, that the law in the Old Testament has 613 commandments. If you want to keep the law, you have to keep all the 613. And this Jewish scholar, Dr. Frankenberg, says that Mosaic law is viewed in the scripture as a unit. All the 613 commandments is a single unit comprising all the Moses law.
在犹太人的这个理解，他们 把律法中有613条律法，可是他们归纳成，他们是一组的，所以这个是一组的这个律法。So
today there are people say, oh, I don't keep the civil law, I don't keep the ceremonial law, but I keep the Ten Commandments.
有些人说民事的律法，这个礼仪的律法我不遵守，可是我守十诫。But
you see, even the Ten Commandments, you are not keeping ten, you keeping nine.
可是他们守十诫，他们九诫守了，一诫没有守。
Because the Sabbath they don't do.
因为他们不守安息日。
So the problem is this, the law in the whole, in the Bible is always viewed as one unit, it's not separate, you are not able to divide that into three or more.
所以在圣经中，这个律法被视为一个单位的，是一组的。
And we have talked about this multiple times as we go to Galatians as well as in Hebrew, that the law is what the purpose of the law.
我们也教导过这个理解了，我们从
So we believe that today's Christian, we are not obligated to keep the Old Testament or the law of Moses.
所以我们相信今天的基督徒不需要遵守摩西的律法。
So are we saying that we are antinomian?
那我们是不是说我们有无律法主义呢？
No, we don't. We believe the law has been completed by Christ, has been set aside in Hebrew, but we right now following the law of Christ.
所以我们相信这个摩西律法耶稣已经成就了，现在放在一边，我们现在遵守基督的律法。
So if you study all the New Testament, you understand what this law of Christ is.
如果你学习新约，你就知道耶稣的基督的这个律法是什么。
We talk about this many times, and if you have questions, you can go back to the old messages to listen.
我们常常的提起，你可以回到我们的录音来学习。
So here we are talking about the law of Moses is one of the major dispute between dispensationalism as well as covenantalism.
所以我们所提到的这个摩西的律法，就是两派这个神学，这个时代论与圣约神学的两组人的不同。
I'm going to give you a brief list of the difference between dispensationalism and covenantalism.
我要略略的跟你们提这个分别是什么。
But I think subsequent messages could be next or the following messages. I will go in more details.
然后接下去的东西我会更细节的跟大家讲。
Besides the law of Moses, because dispensationalism do not believe that we need to keep the law of Moses today. Besides that, the major difference between dispensationalism and covenantalism, I know these are the big names. If you are interested, these are 时代论跟圣约神学。 The two are because how we interpret the Bible.
那时代论与圣约神学最大的不同是，如何理解圣经。
Dispensationalism basically interprets the scripture literally. We do not want to spiritualize it.
所以时代论相信，理解圣经是字义的理解。
Second, the dispensational do not give preference to one Old Testament or New Testament.
这个时代论没有把新约跟旧约分一个轻重。
Covenantalism basically takes that New Testament is overruled Old Testament or preference over Old Testament rule.
那圣约神学他们的教导是新约胜于旧约。
But we believe the Word of God, yes, New Testament give us new understanding, but you will not abolish, they will not change the Old Testament promises or the meaning of the God.
那时代论相信这个启示在新约是新的启示，能让我们理解神的话语。可是旧约的这个应许，神的应许还是必须成就的。
So we understand Old Testament, the original meaning of those Testament still intact. Yes, New Testament may give us a new meaning, but the new meaning will not abolish or will not change the old meaning. It just add on to it.
所以时代论相信圣经字面上的这个应许都会成就。新约是让我们更深的理解这个旧约的这个意思。
But you know, I know a lot of you. This has nothing to do with you. Of course, if you want to study theology, you will like to know why. But what's got to do with you is. It's about Israel. We must tell you, dispensationalism basically say we as a church is not Israel. But covenantalism think no more Israel. We as a church is the new Israel, and this is what we don't agree.
所以另一个差别就是这个圣约神学相信已经没有以色列了，这个教会是新的这个以色列。可是时代论相信以色列仍旧是以色列。
We believe we are new. It's a mystery that only in the revealed in the New Testament. Church is something that you cannot find Old Testament. And this is a new thing. But the Israel still has its place. God has not done with Israel. Israel still have hope in future.
那时代论相信教会是一个奥秘，在旧约中是没有教会，神所应许的这个对以色列的旨意必须发生。
So this I believe Israel has a future, and whatever the Lord promised Israel in the Old Testament will come to fruition in future.
所以我们相信神对以色列还是有计划，他所应许的必须在以后必定发生。
This got to do with, you know, I think what's happening in Malaysia is very interesting.
在马来西亚所发生的这个,
in the politics,
事件,
yeah.
在他们政治上的事件很有趣。
Dispensation is the word we use it as the administration or stewardship.
那时代就是一个治理的这个,
to 意思。 To many people, the Mahathir administration is gone.
对很多人来说，这个马哈迪的这个治理的这个期间已经过了。
Nobody believed that after so many years, the administration Mahathir administration re-emerged again.
那很多人不相都不把都觉得很好奇，他的这个马哈迪的治理是不会再重复的这个实现了。
We know that in Malaysia's politics, Mahathir ruled for a certain time, and after that Najib, but recently, event turned out that Mahathir returned to power at the age of 92.
所以马哈迪统治了很多年，然后他退休了，然后Najib统治了。可是他现在又马哈迪又回来统治这个马来西亚。
This is a surprise.
这是对很多人是一个很
So when we look at dispensation as the administration, it's just like administration of Mahathir, administration of Najib. But today we see that Israel whatever God promised Israel, after the church age, it will end up that it will reappear again.
所以同样的这个用这个例子，我们可以知道以色列的时代，然后教会时代，然后继续的，教会时代过的时候，以色列时代又会回来完成神的应许。
You see, whether you are dispensational or covenantal, everybody believes in dispensation. There are different kind of dispensation in the church history.
无论你是时代论还是圣约神学的这个相信者，你都会这个承认教会中这个圣经中有时代。
Even covenantal also believe that before church age there is still the age of Moses, the law of Moses, and before that there's before the more law of Moses. So there are dispensation in the church history, and everybody believe that.
在圣约神学的归纳之下，他们有时代，有新约，有摩西的律法，还有摩西律法之前的时代。
And we believe that in the future there is an Israel dispensation where God will rule on earth 1,000 years.
那我们时代论是相信有一天耶稣会在以色列统治1,000年。
We will talk more about that because that has effect on today how we view socialism.
那这对我们如何观察我们的这个社会非常的这个有影响力，我们会继续的谈。Today
many people talk about social gospel.
今天很多人谈到这个社会的福音。And
the origin of that got to do with how we view eschatology.
这个社会的福音的这个根是你如何的理解这个时代和这个圣约神学。
So let me quickly finish two more. You might get lost during this last 5 minutes.
刚才可能你觉得很模糊，我要很快的结束这个讨论。
We will talk more about it, but the difference between dispensationalism and covenantalism got to do with how you interpret the seed of Abraham, the people of God, and the kingdom of God.
那时代论与圣约神学最大的不同也包括了如何这个解释亚伯拉罕的后裔、神的子民和神的国度。And
in Galatians, we talk about we are the God of, we are the seed of Abraham, and we have to talk more about that in future.
那我们接下来会解释在加拉太书所提到的耶亚伯拉罕的这个后裔是什么意思。And
one of the major difference between covenantalism and dispensation is how we view the law of Moses.
那圣约神学跟时代论的不同，也在他们如何明白摩西的律法。That's
why we are bringing up the case here.
所以我们要提起这个。
If you want to keep the law, you have to keep the whole law, including the Moses law. But we are saying the Lord Jesus Christ already completed. Therefore, we don't have to keep the law of Moses.
这里所教导是你要守律法，你就要全部的守。可是我们听说了，耶稣已经成就了摩西的律法。Let's
go on. If you keep the law, you basically sever yourself from Christ and His grace. You are totally cut off.
第四节说，你们如果要靠律法称义，你是与基督隔绝。This
verse 4, it says, you are severed from Christ, and you would be justified by law if you have fallen away from His grace.
如果你这里第四节说，你们如果靠律法称义，你是与基督隔绝，你是从恩典中堕落了。Look at verse 5. 看第五节。
If you look at verse 5, you realize that what I have been saying all this long, is this. Look at verse 5, for through the Spirit by faith we ourselves. Now he's trying to make a difference between we and them, you or we. So he said, if you, for through the Spirit by faith we ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. So there you see, we are waiting for the righteousness of Christ, not our own righteousness. We don't depend on ourselves, we depend on God.
第五节这里他要让我们看到这个分别是我们靠着圣灵，我们凭着信心是等候所盼望的那个义，不是靠着这个律法。So
verse 5 is saying this, if you accept circumcision, you are depending on your own righteousness, you are not depending on the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
如果你靠着这个礼仪，你是靠着你自己的这个义，不是靠着耶稣基督的义。
So the main message is we depend on Christ's righteousness. He did it all, and He gave it to us as gift. We accept, that's all.
所以这里的这个重点是要我们知道，我们是靠着耶稣基督，我们是靠着他的义，不是靠着自己。And
here he talks about, I want to highlight the futuristic of this. He said, we eagerly waiting for the hope of righteousness.
这里教导我们将来的是第五节是等候所盼望的义。
So the question is this, are you saved or not saved?
所以问题是你得救还是不得救?
Do you have righteousness or not righteousness?
是你有公义还是你没有公义?
Of course, here we are talking about Already not yet.
所以我们这里是所说的这个已然未然。
Already or not yet? We already saved, but God's plan is the redemption of our body is yet future, meaning God's salvation plan is still have some time to take effect.
所以你已经得救了，可是你还未完全得救。
救恩还没有完成。So God save us, but His plan of salvation for the whole world will come at His second coming.
所以你已经得救了，可是耶稣要拯救这个世界的这个计划，在等他第二次降临的时候才会实现。
So Romans 8 actually give us. If you are here for a number of time, you know we talk about this a lot. Romans 8:23 say that we groan ourselves. Those not only the creation groan, but we ourselves who have the first fruit of the Spirit groan inwardly as we eagerly await for the adoption of the Son, the redemption of our body. So that means we are waiting for the redemption of our physical body.
这里罗马书八章二十三节说，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候这儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎，我们的身体还未得赎。
So I thank God that during my back pain during the church camp, I had back pain, and so many of you show love to me.
我很感激你们大家，我在教会的营会，我的背痛，你们对我展现这个关怀。
But that only show me my body will continue to. Of course, I recover, but I will not get back to the body of 18 years old.
我的身体是恢复了，可是我的身体不会回到我18岁的状态。
Everyone's body will slowly getting worse until such time that we leave this earth or when Christ come again.
我们的身体会继续的衰败，直到一天你是耶稣再来，或者你与耶稣同在。
If I want to have six pack, I'm just dreaming. I'm sure you will be laughing, right?
如果要健身，让我的这个身体有这个很好的状态，你说我是在梦想。
It's not possible.
不可能的。
My hope is in the future.
我的希望在将来。
I pray that God will give me a six pack body.
我希望我以后的身体会非常的强壮。
So I will. That's my hope.
那是我的希望。
So our hope is not on this earth.
我们的希望不建立在这世界。
Paul says that if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied.
保罗在哥林多前书说的，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
Some churches, some pastors preach that we must be very successful in this world, very good in this world. Look, the Bible tells us our hope is not in the future, not on this earth.
那有些牧师教导会有你们要在这个世界中非常的成功，可是圣经教导我们，你不要把你的希望建立在这世上。
Our hope is in yet future, it will be heavenly.
你的盼望是建立在未来。
So Paul is saying, if you trust the wrong message, this is what will happen to you.
所以保罗说了，你如果相信假道理，这是你的危险。
What happened if you trust the wrong preacher?
那如果你相信假教师呢?
Paul is trying to come out and tell you, look, you have to be very careful. Look at verse 7.
看第七节。
He says this, you were running well, who hinder you?
你们向来跑得好，谁拦住你们?
Who hinder you from obeying the truth?
谁拦住你们顺服真理?
And the first point is this, these people, the persuasion are not originated from God.
第一点是他们的劝导不是出于那招你们的。
So how do I know it's from God or not?
你怎么知道他们劝导是不是从神来？
Dear brother and sister, go back read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，回去读你的圣经。
We do this in our church camp. We explain what we believe and why we believe.
我们在教会的营会解释了我们为什么相信。
Why we keep pointing you back to the Bible? We want you to know what you believe. We want you to know that what we believe is from God, from the Bible. You, unless you see in the pages of the scripture, don't believe it.
除非你确认了我们所教导的是从圣经而来的, 否则你们不要相信。
Because today we have so many very persuasive arguments. But look, unless you find it in the pages of the scripture, do not believe whatever that is.
现在我们的这个我们的周围有很多很有说服力的这个道理 如果不是从圣经来的 弟兄姐妹, 请你不要相信。
If you listen, if you come to this church, or I always tell my student, if you do not know how to reason from scripture and you quote me, then I fail.
我常常跟我的这个学生说, 如果你不会从圣经解释你的这个道理, 然后你只是 单单的这个用我的话语, 那我已经失败了。So
you have to go back to the Bible and see it for yourself. It is from the scripture. Now you know it is from God.
So 我要你回到圣经, 我要你自己看出是神的教导。
Therefore, we want everybody to study their Bible. You must have your own Bible. You must study your Bible.
我要你自己学, 习你的圣经, 自己阅读你的圣经。
So your faith is standing firm on the word of God. Why trust only the Bible?
为什么只靠圣经呢?
We don't trust men. Even my thinking, I think I'm perfect, but you know, but I cannot see my own fault.
所以我们为什么你相信圣经？因为看我们自己，我觉得我完备了，可是我不能看出我自己的这个错误。
Look at this verse.
1 Peter 1:24.
He said, all flesh is like grass, and its glory like flower of the grass. The grass wither, the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remain forever.
这里所说的,凡有血气的尽都如草,它的美容都像草上的花,草必枯干,花必凋谢,唯有主的道是永存的。
Even I will fade away.
我有一天, 会消失。
Everyone, whether you are priest or pope, you will be fading away.
你是祭司或者你是教父,
they are not infallible.
他们不是无误的。
They are not inerrant.
他们不是没有错误的。
But the word of God today is still the same as 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago.
可是神的话语两三千年没有变。
It's all written there, and it's not going to change, and I don't see it's going to change at all.
没有错误，没有改变，以后也不会改变。
The word of God will remain forever. That's why we can trust the word of God.
唯有神的道永远长存。That's
where we'll pin our hope.
我们要把信心建立在神的话。Psalm
119:89 say, "Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens."
诗篇说：“耶和华你的话安定在天，直到永远。”Therefore,
we must know what we believe, and what we believe, you must find it from the pages of the scripture.
所以你要相信你信什么, 然后你所信的要从圣经中, 找出。
So that you have your faith is firmly fixed in the word of God, unchangeable word of God.
使到你的信心不动的建立在这个不变的这个真理上。
And we will not go beyond the word of God.
你也不会超越圣经的教导。
In again, I quote this many times, 2 John 1:9 say, everyone who goes ahead, or in American standard say, anyone who goes too far and not abide in the teaching of Christ, don't go to, there are things that we don't know. We just remain in the word of God. If the Lord didn't say, if the scripture never revealed, we just keep it. I say, I don't know. So keep it within the scripture, we are safe.
约翰二书这里讲的，凡越过或者超过基督的教训不常守的，就没有神。我们不要越过神的教导，我们要保留在这个圣经的这个范围里面。
So obviously, when we talk about the danger of these messengers, their teaching are not coming from God Himself.
所以这假教师他们的教训不是从神来的。
And also bear in mind, they are very persuasive.
可是他们的教导非常有这个说服力、影响力。
We talk about Reformed theology in our church camp.
我们在教会中讲到了这个归正神学。
We show you actually, if you think carefully, this kind of theology don't come from us, because unless you find a text of scripture, we will not think like that.
我们说了这个归正神学不是人想出的，如果不是从圣经。
Today we hear a lot of very persuasive argument. It's like music in our ears.
我们听了很舒服.
But go back and check your Bible to see whether it's there.
回去看看你圣经,
if it's not there, reject it.
如果不在圣经中请你,
but here it says that this argument is very persuasive. It's just like a little leaven. Leaven's a whole lump. You bake a cake or something, you know how fast this thing can work.
这里所说的说服力就像一点点效, 如果你有烘烤这个面包, 你会知道一点点效的功用是多快的。
So we just don't listen because it sounds good, because it sounds right to our ears. Go back and read the Bible, is it there?
当你听的时候，你不要因为顺耳你听，你要回去看你圣经是否是真实的。
These false teachers take their teaching from somewhere else, not from God, and it's very persuasive. If you're not careful, you will be affected, you will be contaminated.
这个假教师他们的道理不是从圣经来的，他们是从另外一个地方学来的。
And Paul said, but be careful, the end will be coming. Look at verse 10. I have confidence in the Lord that you will take no other view, meaning you will agree with me, and the one who is troubling you will bear the penalty or punishment, whoever he is.
第十节教导他们的结局，他这里保罗说，我在主里相信你们必不怀别样的心，但搅扰你们的无论是谁，必担当他的罪。
So there you are. That's not the end. The Lord will come and he will judge. He will judge according to the Bible.
所以神会使用这个圣经的这个教导，然后处罚这些假教师。
So what have we learned today?
所以我们学到了什么今天？
Paul said, stand firm.
所以保罗说要站得稳。
Stand firm in what? In the gospel.
站立在福音上。
Do not, verse 1, do not submit again to the yoke of slavery.
那不要再降服在这个奴仆的这个恶下。
So my question to you is, do you know what the gospel is?
So 我要继续地问你们，你们明白这个福音是什么？
Do you still relying on yourself, or are you completely relying on Jesus Christ?
你是继续的靠你的行为，还是你完全的靠耶稣基督？
Do you live under the law or under grace?
你是活在这个律法下，还是这个恩典下？
If you understand the scripture well, we have nothing that we can boast. We completely depend on God.
如果你是完全的信服这个圣经的教导，你是没有可夸的。
So we learn to humble ourselves, we learn to depend on God. That is Paul's message, and it's Paul said, stand firm on this gospel.
所以保罗要教导我们，你要完全的信靠耶稣基督，你要降服，你要站立得稳。
So it should manifest itself in our life that we learn to be humble, we learn to depend on God, we learn to pray, we learn to love Him through the Holy Spirit.
所以这个教导的这个实际的这个应用，我们要在我们的生命中有很谦卑的这个举动，完全的信服神的这个带领。Therefore,
we call ourselves Grace Bible Fellowship.
所以我们的教会是恩道堂。It's
always God's grace. It's always God's word.
都是靠神的恩典，都是出于神的话语。
We are all learned to humble ourselves. There's nothing that we can boast. Therefore, we come together and depend on God and His plan for us.
我们没有一个人可夸的，我们完全的依赖他，相信他在我们生命中的旨意。
May the Lord bless our time together.
愿神,
let us all grow strongly in the Word of God.
让我们在认识神的话语中成长。
Shall we ask Jimmy to close us in prayer?
让我们祷告。